Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA approves Datroway for certain patients with metastatic triple-negative breast cancer. Leadership changes continue at the National Institutes of Health. With the departure of a top infectious disease institute director, and industry experts discuss how real-time data is reshaping biotech decision-making and development strategy. The FDA has approved Datroway, also known as datopotamab deruxtecan, for adults with unresectable or metastatic triple-negative breast cancer who are not candidates for PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitor therapy. The approval gives AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo another entry in the increasingly competitive antibody drug conjugate landscape, and expands treatment options for a patient population with historically limited targeted therapies. Backed by phase 3 clinical data, the therapy demonstrated meaningful progression-free survival benefits, while adding to growing momentum around next-generation ADC platforms in oncology. Meanwhile, leadership turnover continues across federal health agencies as the director of one of the NIH's leading infectious disease institutes has stepped down. The departure comes amid broader restructuring and policy shifts affecting public health leadership across Washington, raising concerns about continuity in infectious disease research and long-term funding priorities. The institute has played a major role in supporting work on pandemic preparedness, vaccine development, and emerging pathogen surveillance. Finally, biotech companies are increasingly turning to real-time data to guide everything from clinical trial execution to commercial planning. According to industry experts, examining the sector's evolving relationship with analytics and digital infrastructure, advances in connected health technologies, electronic health records, and AI-enabled analysis are allowing companies to monitor patient outcomes and operational trends with greater speed and precision than traditional retrospective models. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.